And we're back, having adventures, having exciting times in the booth. This is Rock O'Clock, and I'm Derek Wirtz, and you just heard a pile of music. I don't know how far back we heard here, but that was we heard the Indians from Ghost Keeper, specially chosen by Brian here. And we heard a bunch of other stuff that is...
I think we started with Reversing Falls, do you think?
Yes, I think that was it.
We heard Money Cake by Reversing Falls, and then we heard Pink Mountaintops with a track called Cold Criminal. And then we heard Do What You Want by A.A. Wallace from his debut release, which is called Disambiguation. And we heard... I can't read that.
It's called Derek is a Doctor. Jeered by Minor Demons by Atlas Strategic. And then Dark Matter by Old Time Religion.
Non-stop tunes.
Non-stop excitement.
Except for right now when we stopped.
Yeah, except for that. That's all. Coming up now, we're going to hear... Mike's in the booth, too.
Hi!
Mike's here. Mike's a guy who likes to yell.
I only yell because I don't have a microphone and I want people to be able to hear me.
Well, what? I don't think anyone heard you. I'm just kidding. We heard, we're going to hear some music, some of this stuff from Gary Flanagan that you may have heard before. This is called Delta Sugar Shack, and this is off a compilation that came out in 2003. It's compilation day at the radio station. Did you go to a comic book day or what is it?
Oh, the comic book. Oh, day, I went to the comic book store in the evening. Everything was pretty much over by that point, though.
I'm not a comic book guy, but how do they do that? Is like free stuff? It's like free, like
they have like special comics usually, like they're one-offs, and they're meant to. They're usually like zero issues that are meant to catch people up and stuff to get them to want to be involved in comics. There's also usually lots of kids' comics.
Oh,
for the children's.
For the children
and cake.
Oh.
For the children's and Mike. He likes cake.
You were there too, were you, Mike?
I love comic books. Of course I was there. It's Geek New Year.
Here, let's give Mike a mic. Do you want a mic, Mike?
I'll take a mic.
Here. Here, scoot over and we'll all sit we'll all sit together.
And have stories. Story around. Time.
Yeah, no, free comic book day. It's brilliant, really. The amount of issues I've wound up picking up because I was there, and you get that, you know, or... who was it? Image usually does a really good like compilation one. Mm-hmm. They'll give you like a teaser from all the main comics that they've got coming out this season to kind of get you into it, get you hooked.
Oh, so it's basically a gateway. It's like the gateway.
Yeah. It's like it's like with drugs. You know, you're they're your dealer, and the first hit's always free. They got to get you hooked somehow.
So if you're there, if you're like a well established comic book aficionado and they see you, they're like, no, this isn't for you.
No, that's not true.
No, actually it is, because they know you're going to be the dedicated guy, so they're going to give you a good solid sample of their best stuff. It worked really well for IDW a couple of years ago. They're a very, very small comic book title, and they released a big compilation, and I think, what was it, their subscription base tripled in the matter of a month. It was unreal, just because they release a really good product. I mean, it sounds impressive to say their subscriber base tripled, but when you've only got, 10,000 subscribers worldwide compared to, like, Marvel's millions, not a big deal, but it's pretty cool.
I think it'd be really great to just make a comic, but I can draw a little bit, but just the dedication of doing that wouldn't be... I couldn't do it. It'd just be a cruel joke that I play on others. Look at this terrible comic that I made. Would you like to buy it? Yeah, it'd be for my amusement, basically.
It could work.
Because I'm a terrible person.
I'm surprised that's not the name of this show. Derek Wirtz is a terrible person.
Well, because I named the show.
the subtitle that some people give it.
That's what they say when they hear the show.
Derek Wirtz is a terrible person.
And followed by a click when they turn off the show.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because the tunes are good.
Yep, rocking and rolling, and music and stuff and everything else. You have a CD in your hand. What is that we're going to play after Gary Flanagan?
Oh, well, we're going to play this band that I haven't heard of before until the CD came this week. They're called Blimp Rock. They're like a pretty cool pop rock band.
Nice.
From Ontario. And we're going to hear a song called If My Friends Ran the Government, because that's a great song title.
Just that's a great concept. Well, for the most part.
Well, usually it goes the other way. Usually you make friends with people who are in the government.
You know, I've never made friends with people that are in the government.
Well, you could. You just got to put yourself out there.
It's true. I'd much rather have my friends become the government. That would make way more sense and be way easier because I'm already friends with these people.
Well, you just have to figure out which of your friends, are your friends capable of becoming part of the government?
Well, you're a terrible person. You could become part of the government. That's how it works, right?
They might be mutually exclusive, though. Maybe all terrible people aren't in the government. Maybe they're just terrible people. Maybe they're just terrible people in other... Maybe they have no ambition.
I don't think these things are mutually exclusive.
Part of being a terrible person maybe means having no ambition.
Maybe.
Maybe I just like to play with people's minds, but not on a grander scale. I don't know. Would you like to hear some music?
I'd love to hear Gary Flanagan. I love Gary Flanagan.
Oh, Gary. Here's for you, Gary, if you're listening.
If my friends ran the government, they'd reward good bellies and laugh in fits. Tax adults who are mean and no better kindly suggest they write apology letters. If my friends did the governing, they'd teach all the kids about the economy. Hell, money makes sense to us all. Quietly destroy it and we'll somehow move on. When the fat cats come a-stumbling through, my friends will hear them out and make sure they're wrong. Cause they're rewarding good behavior, giving baked goods to strangers, sharing beers, having times. If my friends ran the government, if my friends ran the government, if my friends ran the government, I just might call their country mine. If my friends ran the House of Commons, you could say goodbye to all your car problems. Split the St. Lawrence down the 401, drift at your own pace to your destination. If my friends ran the cabinet, they'd institute the proper kind of parliament. Bootsy Collins and that fuzzy bass, you know they'd funk away excessive waste. When the fat cats come a-stumbling through, my friends will hear them out and make sure they're wrong. Cause they're rewarding good behavior, giving baked goods to strangers, sharing beers, having times. If my friends ran the government, if my friends ran the government, if my friends ran the government, I just might call their country mine. If my friends ran the government, they'd forget the ballots, vote with a pie. Letting all with open hearts, and admit to come as cozy scarves. If my friends ran the government, they'd teach all the babies conflict resolution. They will grow up kind of scuff them all, then my friend's government will finally fall.
Just spend the time in a stupid way. section is small, but there's a lot of potential for aggressive expansion. Oh, and by the way, it's simple. Be a part of the CFMH team. Email cfmhprogramming@gmail.com for more information.
You must be wondering where you can hear post-classical, experimental, and improvised music in St. John. The answer is easy. Listen to Open Arts Radio on local FM 107.3, Monday evenings at 10:30 to 11:30, Thursday afternoons 4 to 5, and Sunday evenings 10 to 11. For more information and live performances, check out openartssj.com.
And having fun and having a beach party in the booth with Brian.
There's so much sand.
Maybe that should be your DJ name, Beach Party Brian.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Or Beach Ball Brian. I don't know. There's so many. It's such a rich motif. So we heard some music from Un. That was called Wicked Child.
Yeah, it's from their self-titled debut record that just came out on February 14th. It is called Untitled.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, man.
No, it's just called Un or Untitled. It's up to you.
Okay, well, that's good.
You can choose or choose not to run with the joke.
Okay, well, that's good. Give us the option. Before that, we also heard Mirror with We Are Wolves. We heard Time to Forgive the Winter from Girls in Hawaii. We heard If My Friends Ran the Government from Blimp Rock, and that's me not being able to read my own writing, and Delta Sugar Shack from Gary Flanagan before that. This has been Rock O'Clock, and this is the end of the show. It's the full initial launch of with Brian being here, doing things, having adventures. Would you say this was a positive experience for you so far, Brian?
It was a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? What could I do as a co-host to get that other 3 points?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes? Is that it?
Yeah.
A cupcake, a point?
That gets 3 points.
Just one cupcake or 3 cupcakes?
Coffee gets you half a point.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Noted.
I'm very demanding co-host.
You are. What a jerk. All right. We're going to finish off, I guess, with Blur. This one's called Crazy Beat. And that is going to finish. Oh, and I'm going to do some bad things. I'm going to take all the CDs out because we don't need the CDs to play music. Here it is. This is from their album Think Tank. This is Blur with Crazy Beat. Keep on listening. This has been Rock O'Clock. Stay tuned, of course, for Exit Country. That is coming on very shortly. Enjoy. Keep having fun. Keep dancing.
Have a good day.
And don't forget to dance and stuff.
Brothers on Saturday night, sister, and I love her tonight.